Well, howdy news listeners. Welcome to a brand new month. It is April 1st. Yeah, April Fool's Day. It's Monday as well, 2024. Got the best in tech that's going on right now, and we're going to get you caught up on it in less than 5 minutes. That looks like Google Fiber is about to get a competitor. That competitor? Starlink. Who would have guessed? Yes, in a leaked memo from Elon Musk, looks like Starlink wants to venture into fiber. This leaked memo, which was actually hot off the press and leaked this morning, shows strategic plans for the company to start rolling out fiber nationwide. So yes, this is going to be for the U.S. market only, at least to start with. From what we're hearing, Elon pretty excited about this, saying that Google Fiber needs a competitor, and they're the ones to do it. Now, of course, we're all familiar with Starlink. They have those satellites up there, so why get into fiber? Well, according to Elon, it's about complete domination. He wants to own the sky, he wants to own the ground, meaning no matter where you are, at least in the U.S., you'll be able to have access to Starlink. Pricing's not really clear yet on what it's going to cost. We all know that Starlink via satellite, it's not exactly cheap, ranging from over $100 a month. So probably expect the same pricing for the Starlink fiber. However, though, it's going to work just like Starlink does. You're going to have to buy the kit and plug everything yourself. Yes, that means running a line all the way outside and plugging it directly to the post once they have it available in your area. After that, though, you do the verification just like you would with your Starlink dish. Wait for about 15 minutes and your fiber will be activated. Well, we were just talking about Google and Google Fiber. How about Google Maps? Works great when you got an internet connection, but what if you don't? Well, coming to a truck stop near you, Google Maps Physical Edition. Again, this is going to be U.S. market-based only. We are hearing there could be a rollout in the U.K., but the U.S. is going to be a trial market for the Google Maps Physical Edition. Physical meaning, yes, you actually go into the store, you buy a physical Google map. This is meant for places, obviously, where you don't have internet connection, or you simply just don't want an internet connection, but you want the reliability of a Google map. Now, according to Google, the maps, of course, will not be as updated as you would get online, but they will have various additions throughout the year. We're hearing every 4 to 6 months. So you pick up one map and the map might change in 6 months. You'll have to pick up another one, kind of the drawback. But the advantage is you'll always have a map that actually works. Now Google says, yeah, they're going to try this out in truck stops first. And from what we're hearing, truckers are pretty excited about this thing, with a lot of them saying they hit areas where there's just no internet connection and Google Maps pretty much useless. But now that they got something physical and paper that they can hold in their hand, they'll know exactly where to go. Now the Google Maps Physical Edition, well, it's going to be a little bit more pricier than the ones you can just get right now at the truck stop. That's because these are a little bit more updated than those maps that have been sitting there for who knows how many years. Where most maps now cost you anywhere from $2 to $3, Google's maps will be a respectable $4.99.